Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's up, you guys? This is your girl, Princess Jazzy. We're having a little bit of technical issues right now. So I'm just going to talk to you guys, you know, starting off 2013 horribly sucks. But you got to do what you got to do. I know you missed me. I missed you guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to Tell All Radio. So awesome. What did you guys do this New Year's? I didn't do anything. You know what I did? I was in my bed, sleep, knocked out at like 10 o'clock. So it was a very sad moment for me. Yeah, pretty horrible. Also, what else good happened to me? I saw my family, absolutely, for Christmas. Pretty awesome. We got drunk. And you guys know I try not to drink like that, but, you know, I had a couple of drinks, maybe a cupful, and, you know, stuff got popping. So it was definitely nice and interesting and relaxing, and I slept on the couch. My back is still hurting from that, but all in all, everything is just wonderful. Also, I got me a vibrator for Christmas, so I'm super excited about that. I actually did use it, and it was pretty awesome. So, yeah, it was great, awesome, fantastic, super duper. What else? I bought a lot of stuff. My son, he got a lot of toys this year, a lot of stuff that he does not need. That is, like, all over my room because he doesn't know how to put his stuff up. Just like a man, it's always men. Men do crazy things all the time. What else happened to me? I just had a pretty awesome time, actually. Pretty awesome holiday. Even though I'm lonely. You know, I still don't have a man. It's 2013. I know it's sad, you guys. I'm trying to get my life together. But, you know, sometimes things happen. I'm continuing to talk because I'm still working out these technical difficulties. And I know you guys want to hear me talk anyway, so it doesn't really matter. Yeah, we still have Sexy K. We still have Mr. Business, Mr. Licious. Prime time. We still have these guys on here kicking with us every Wednesday. So, you know, make sure you guys stay tuned and you're ready absolutely for this because shit is going to get real in 2013 as soon as I can get my computer to act better. Also, I want to throw out there, tonight we're going to be talking about, I'm going to go ahead and tell you guys what we're going to be talking about tonight. We are going to be talking about things that people say for the New Year's that they're going to do. Oh, you know, I'm going to do better this year. I'm going to get money. Womp, womp, womp. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And then they don't. You know why? Because sometimes people just talk shit. They don't really intentionally, you know what I mean, do it. They just say, oh, yeah, no more drama. I'm going to be drama-free, and I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And it's really some bullshit. So, yeah. Also, this is a great way to start out 2013 on my show, this freaking stupid computer. I'm so mad right now, but I'm happy. I'm smiling, hee hee ha ha. You know what I mean? Having a fun time talking to you guys. I know you're having a fun time listening to me, since you can't talk to me right now because my computer is being a jerk. Yeah. So, also, we're going to be talking about, we're going to be saying some random questions, random thoughts maybe shit that people send to my phone, which I'm going to go ahead and throw one of those out there to you guys. Let you think about it for a minute. Get it together. Think, you know, real hard and all that good stuff. Random question somebody sent to my phone was, why do women, let me make sure I get it right. What is a Minuteman? He says, I don't get it. These ladies at my job are talking about bad sex as if it's always a man's fault because he has a little dick or he gives you a quickie. I personally feel like this. It is a man's fault if he gives you a quickie. It is a man's fault. Well, technically, it's not his fault. He has a little peter-weeter. That's just something that he was not blessed with. So you can't fault him for that, ladies. We have to be realistic. God did not give him a big peter-weeter because he didn't deserve it. You know what I mean? So you can't get upset with him. But what you can get upset with is if he comes quick. Normally, if he comes quickly, it's probably because he hasn't had sex in a really long time, or he's just very bad at it. That's just my opinion. You know, I don't know. Maybe he just got too excited. Maybe, you know, he just had a moment. Maybe it's not really like that with him. I don't know. Only time will tell if you allow him to give you some more goodies or give you some more sex or whatever, then, you know, maybe you could try again. Maybe he was just having a rough day. You don't know. But be nice and be considerate because you never know what's going on with him. He might got, you know, a cramp in his leg. You know, you never know. Really, honestly, truly, never. No. Also, another random question. Would you rather start the year off with good sex or real love? Honestly, if I'm being honest, let me see. Great sex or real love? I don't know. I don't know. That's a tough one. That is a tough one. Well, normally, if you have real love, then you might have great sex. But it doesn't always come together like that. Sometimes there are people who have real love and have horrible sex. It's disgusting. Horrible. So you never know. You might have good sex. You might not have good sex. You might fall in love, you might not fall in love. Me personally, I think I would rather have, that's a tough one. I don't want to be, you know, I don't want y'all to be like, oh God, she's crazy. You know what I mean? But I honestly would probably want to have good sex because real love can come later. You know what I mean? It could always come later. There's always a good possibility that it could come later. And yes, I'm still talking because this stupid computer is still fucking stupid. So, another random question that we're going to ask. Would you rather a man be attracted to your body or mind? What would I rather a man be attracted to? I would rather a man be attracted to whatever he's attracted to, honestly. I mean, listen, if you're attracted to my body, tell me. It's fine. I have guys all the time that say, you're sexy, you're fucking sexy. Cool beans. That's great, awesome, fantastic. But don't think that it's going to go to the next level if that's all you're attracted to. Also, attracted to my mind. Yes, absolutely. I'm the type of person, I like to get mentally stimulated before I'm physically stimulated. So definitely, I would love for a man to be attracted to my mind, and most of the time, all right, because I do it very well. Finally, we are back. We are on the air. So I'm here to just. I know you guys are like, damn, I'm ready for this bitch to stop talking. So we're going to go into the birthday song because Friday is my birthday. So all I want for my birthday is
to
go. Thanks. We'll be back.
Birthday. It's your birthday.
If I die, bury me in St. Louis style.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
No.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
No.
When I die, bury me in St. Louis style.
No.
When I die, bury me in St. Louis style.
No.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. Moving, cooking, getting to it.
Cookin'.
I'm in the kitchen.
I'm in the kitchen.
Cams everywhere.
Damn.
Just made a juice.
Just made
I got bands everywhere.
Bands.
You the realest nigga breathing if I hold my breath.
Damn.
Referee with a whistle. Hold his tag. Extendo clip.
Extendo
roll. Where your girl leave me, she need a half alone. When I die, bury me next to two bitches. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
No.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
No.
When I die, bury me inside the country style.
No.
When I die, bury me inside the low style.
No.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday.
Yeezy, how you doing, huh? It's my birthday, I deserve to be greedy, huh? She holding out, she ain't giving to the needy, huh? You go downstairs and fall asleep with the TV on. Y'all been together 10 years, you deserve a menage. Especially if you put that BMW in a garage. Especially if you paid a couple payments on her mama crib. Went to her niece's graduation, man, I hate those kids. Last birthday, she got you a new sweater. Put it on, give her a kiss and tell her do better. She said, how about I get you jewelry from the West End? How about she hit the West End and get a best friend? I'm joking, I'm just serious. I asked her, don't be acting like no actress. If we preaching, then we practice. Don't be reaching, don't be touching shit. Me and Kanye West Benz, cause I will turn you back to a pedestrian. Yeah.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Wow. Yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Wow.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty
hoe.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. When I die, bury me inside the country style. When I die, bury me inside the low style. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
It's your birthday.
Yeah.
It's your birthday. Bad bitch contest. You in first place.
Right.
You in first place.
Right.
You in first place. Bad bitch contest, you in first place. I show up with a check to your workplace.
Then
hand the valet the keys to the Mercedes. Tell the DJ play your song, this shit come on. When I'm seeing from the back, I came front of them. They ask me what I do and who I do it for. When I die, bury me inside the booty club. Get it, girl, get it,
and it's your birthday, baby, baby. You deserve a coupe today. Wow.
Yo, 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 what's up? We're back, you guys. Finally, we're going to start this show off right, starting the new year off right. Just no drama, new plans, just new things, and I'm super duper excited that you guys are still kicking it with Tell All Radio, Freaking All Radio. This is your girl, Sexy. Wonderful, fantastic, unbelievably delicious, that's jazzy. I'm joined by my co-host, as always, Mr. Lucy. Mr. Good, Mr. Prime Time.
What up,
hey.
What up?
Hey. What's up, y'all? Everybody good? Good? Fantastic? Fine? Alright, you already know, I gotta give a shout out. First and foremost, thank you guys for letting us year. He didn't have to do it, but he did, and I'm always grateful. Also, shout out to the Six Man Radio team, starting out with the mind behind it all, the boss man, the best, aka Nicholas Cage. Also, Miss Maybee Michelle, Miss PB, Cameron Black, Miss Cobra, and GMS. If you guys are unfamiliar with the show, get familiar. We're doing big things. If you would like to hear some past shows, become a fan of any of the other shows, you can go to your browser and type www.blogtalkradio.com/sixmanradio, and all the shows will be available for you to scroll down and pick one. Also, special thanks to everyone holding it down every Wednesday, tuning in to Tell All Radio. Thank you so much, because really, we wouldn't be messing without you guys listening. So thank you so much. I wish I could just love on all of you all day, every day. Alright, and although we've got some new things popping, some things will be changing, but some things won't. This is the word of the day. It won't be changing. It'll always be here. Which is new, meaning not existing or made a piece of discovered recently or now for the first time. Also, also, the quote of the day, celebrate what you want to do more of, by Tom Sears. I love that quote. It's a good quote. Anyway, tonight we have a fun and interesting show. The show is Don't Judge Me. We're going to be telling you guys the top 10 New Year's resolutions that people never keep. You know how people be like, oh, this year is different. I'm going to change for the better. I won't give a fuck. I'm going to just do me, and et cetera. But when it all boils down to it, yeah, we love them strippers. How you say it? Strippers. That's my song. I'm going to have to play that song tonight because I just love it. I love to strip. You know what I mean? So, we're going to play that a little later. I decided to put together a list, like I said, of things that people say they're going to do, but they never seem to do it every New Year's. Also, we're going to be asking you guys random questions, which I was talking about early in the show, to get you guys thinking and voice your opinions. I'm very excited about a new segment that we're going to be introducing tonight, which is called After Dark. These are little short sex stories that we're going to be introducing to you guys. I can't wait for that, and I'm sure you can't either. But before we jump into any of that, we're going to jump into some more music. Call in and kick it with us. The number is 646-378-3599. Tell All Radio. Make sure you guys tune in. And since I'm really feeling that song right now, I'm gonna love the strippers. That's where we're gonna get into. 2 Chainz. Yeah, I love them strippers. get it.
Let's play big bank, take love bank.
Bank.
You are looking at a shark and a fish tank.
Tank.
When I'm in the kitchen,
when I'm in the kitchen,
I make plenty cash.
Cash.
Tell shorty come here, she got plenty ass.
Yeah, I love them strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, I love them strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, I love them strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, I love them strippers.
Yeah.
In my foreign car, got the trunk by the engine. So when I bag, bag,
bag,
I'm frontin' on you niggas.
Frontin'.
Yeah, I love them strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, I love them strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, I love them strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, I love them strippers.
Yeah.
In my foreign car, got the trunk by the engine. So when I bag, bag,
bag,
I'm frontin' on you niggas.
Okay. First I bag, bag,
bag,
Louis backpack,
pack.
Where's Paris Hilton?
Where?
Where's Cat Stack? I'm Rambo with this ammunition. My camo come from True Religion. Them broke codes can't pay attention. Your cue to miss it. New edition, Mr. Telephone Man. There's something wrong with my line. When I call my baby's number, I get a click every time. Every line is dope, you can snort it. Work in the pot, I can make it do a robot. I'm haterphobic, they mad cause I'm winning. They busy hind catching. Mad cause I'm pinching. All my bitches different. All my diamonds glistening. My weed so loud. Everybody listen, they say it's for the birds. So I bought a kilo, my Boost Mobile chirping. It might be my amigo.
Yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah.
In my foreign car, got the trunk by the engine. So when I bag,
bag,
I'm frontin' on you niggas. Yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah.
In my foreign car, got the trunk by the engine. So when I bag,
bag,
I'm frontin' on you niggas.
You fucking crazy. Motherfuckers know I'm fucking crazy. Fuck wrong with these bitches lately. Bitches better get on their knees and pray. Bitch, I rep that rich gang. Where's Stunner? Where's Wayne? That's red on my wrist bang. SB, Mac Main. Tail Tiger. Looking for this bitch called Black China. Take a nigga bitch in a hot flash. Menopause, hot flash. Yes, that's why I'm crown queen. And I ain't looking for the prom king. These whole careers ain't promising. Killing these bitches, crime scene. Oh. That's how a bitch do it. 50 black trucks gon' follow when I pull up. This shit hit you in the chin like a pull up. My door's so cocky, my door's so stuck up. Ooh, hop up out the space car. Bitches stay pressed, I call him a space bar. Man, I wish a bitch would. $100,000 engine, I wish a bitch could.
Yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah.
In my foreign car, got the trunk by the engine. So when I bag,
bag,
I'm frontin' on you niggas. Yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah.
In my foreign car, got the trunk by the engine. So when I bag,
bag,
I'm frontin' on you niggas.
I don't even think these niggas understood what the fuck I just said. I said, $100,000 engine. How wish a bitch could. Like the little engine that good. Yeah, get it. 2 Chainz.
Arcade Productions.
All right, guys. We're back. But yeah, we let them screw up.
You know what? I just actually listened for that song. That's a stupid ass song. You shouldn't even put that shit on the radio.
Yeah, I love them strippers. Stop being a hater.
I'm not being a hater.
Do not hate on the strippers.
But please talk about something that makes sense. All that shit.
Please don't hate on the strippers.
That was some stupid shit. And then the girl that got
That's
on there.
That's what I said. I was like, it's a stupid song, but I like the beat.
So it makes my butt want to shake when I hear it. That's like a good twerk song, though, for real.
No, they ain't make nobody ass shake. I was just like, wow, is he really serious?
It does. It makes my booty shake. I hear that. Yeah, I'm stroking.
I didn't get his vocab, but.
Well, you guys, we're back and we're jumping right into the topic for tonight, which is don't judge me. Shit, people say every year. Every new year. This is the shit that people say. I want to lose weight. And I can attest to this because.
Yeah, that's the number one thing.
Every year I say, I want to lose weight and get fit. And every year I eat more food. So that's one of the top things that people say they're going to do every year and never do. A little sad, depressing. Absolutely. Another thing people say every year and never do is they say they're going to quit smoking.
Yeah, that shit ain't going to happen.
And they, and they never do. They still be smoking.
Yeah, but some people get up the nerves. It'll be all in your face. I mean,
that don't got nothing to do with the price of milk in China.
Stressing me out.
No. No. Now, you next thing you know, you're going to be blaming it on the struggles.
Yep.
The struggles.
Well, they take the booty cheek, guys.
Also, another thing that people say they're going to do, but never do, they say they're going to get out of debt and save money. Hell no. Once you're in debt, I don't really think you can get out. It's like,
if you don't owe nobody, you ain't nobody. You know that?
That's a hard thing to do.
You got to have credit. I mean, you got to have debt to have credit. So,
true.
You want to get credit score, you got to have debt.
Fuck it, I'm just if I go over everybody, I'm just, I get money from everybody. Like, fuck it, if I don't owe nobody, I ain't nobody, so I'm going to owe all y'all motherfuckers.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know. Also, they always say they're going to learn something new. I always learn something new each year. So,
yeah, that's an everyday
thing. But you know how people are set in their ways. You know how people are setting their ways, and they just like things the way they are. They don't want to change it.
I really think I learn something every single day.
Even but there's some people out there who don't want to learn anything. Like, they are really set in their ways, and that's it. They don't want to hear nothing else.
Yeah, you got to do a lot of that.
Also, people say they're going to travel to new places, and they never do. I always get this like, worry, like, in the back of my head. Like, what if I go to a different country, and motherfuckers won't let me leave? You know what I mean?
Hey.
I don't want to get stressed.
How the hell are you going to go to another country and get stressed?
I'm just saying, I do not want to get stranded, can't leave, because motherfuckers want to take people's passports. Like, you know what I mean? I don't want to do that.
Yo, you go over there, motherfucker like me, I'd prepare for me. Get back on the boat. I'd be like, nah, that nigga ain't on this boat.
That's what I'm talking about right there, ignorance. That's exactly why I don't want to travel to different countries.
Like, people.
Also, another thing people say that they're going to do every year but never do it is they're going to spend more time with their families. I feel like this. I definitely feel like people should spend time with their families at all times just because of so many situations that can happen. Like, recently, you know, in Connecticut, you know, at the movie theater, anything could happen. You never know. So that's why I'm so happy that I got to spend time with my family this Christmas. Because we all needed that.
Yeah, we need to put the pictures on Facebook.
Don't do that. Do not do that. Do not tag me in.
You're going to have to have that. One. Yeah, I'm going to have to put them on six hands.
No, thank you.
To the world.
No, thanks. Leave that where it is. In the camera. Also, another thing people say they're going to do every year, but don't get to it, is volunteer.
Now, I ain't going to lie.
Out there.
I ain't volunteering to do a motherfucking thing.
I'm just about to say that.
I mean, sometimes I don't
even. It's not that I, you know, it's not that I'm like, oh, I don't want to help people, but shit, I got so many other things to do.
Yeah.
That it's kind of like, am I going to have time? I don't know if I'm really going to have time for that.
Well,
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Then sometimes you don't want to be bothered with a motherfucker.
Exactly. And I'm like, I work around people all day long, I have to see different people all day long when I'm working. So, and they get on my goddamn nerves. So, I can only imagine if I was volunteering somewhere.
What?
Like, I would really rude to people.
Yeah, so the first thing
I
asked
like
motherfucker,
that.
Hey, the first thing I asked the motherfucker, I ain't getting paid to put up with this bullshit.
Exactly. Like, you are not paying me. I will leave. Hey, I don't have time for that. For real. I really don't. So, volunteering, I don't know. You know, that's one of those things where
you know,
can,
I don't know. I ain't doing it.
That's one of those things where you really have to be, like, you have to have that mindset.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not getting paid, but I want to do this because it's a good thing. But sometimes, I don't know. Also, another thing, and I say this too every year, I'm going to be less stressed. Although I feel like this past year, 2012, I was less stressed. I didn't really stress about a lot of important things. I think I stressed about more stupid things, so it really doesn't matter.
You got to look, though. I mean, shit going to happen whether it is or not. I'd be like, well, fuck. It happened.
That is true. Also, another thing, the last thing that people commonly say they're going to do, which is the biggest thing, they say they're going to drink less. Honestly, I don't really, you know, when people say that, I really don't take them too seriously. This is kind of like, listen, I know you. I know you drink every day. And you say you're going to stop. That's your New Year's resolution? I don't think so. Like, no.
Mine is add a drink a day.
What's your New Year's resolution?
Add a drink a day.
You know, add a what?
Add a drink. I take one away, add one.
Add a blank?
Add a drink. Add a drink.
Add a drink. Wow.
Not take away.
Wow.
Add.
Coming from Mr. Goodness, he's adding a drink to his collection of 12 drinks. 12 full cups.
12.
Not little cups. 12 full cups. So he's adding another one to that.
I didn't have that many.
Whatever.
You and Miss Delicious.
Whatever. Drinking. I had one cup, and that's only because you made it.
Oh,
you
so
filled
now,
it up to the top.
So you're trying to say I put a gun to your head and made you jump
exactly.
off the bridge, right?
Exactly. Pushed me off the bridge, okay? Because you know that we don't waste liquor.
Yeah.
So I was obligated to drink it. So that wasn't my fault, because you filled it all the way up. And then you didn't, then let me tell y'all, he didn't even mix it with nothing or nothing. He just threw it straight.
straight in.
I put a slice of pineapple in there.
Whatever. Ain't no damn pineapples in there.
It was a slice of pineapple in there.
It was no pineapple anywhere near the cup. So you need to stop telling them lies.
You were supposed to drink the liquor.
Stop telling them lies.
And then you're supposed to bit the pineapple.
Listen, I didn't get a pineapple with my cup, so.
We must have ran out of your cup.
Yeah, I bet we did run out. Trying to get me fucked up. Yeah, I bet we did.
Yeah,
and you know I got a low tolerance because I haven't drank in a long time.
Yeah, whatever.
I haven't. I don't be drinking like that no more. Now, before,
listen, y'all are straight alcoholics.
Whatever.
Yeah, what time y'all wanted to be? About 4 o'clock in the morning drinking?
No, we went to bed. What time we went to bed? At 1:30?
Yeah.
No, it was not no 1:30.
It was 1:30. So, whatever.
And then
Miss Christian
said, I tried to kill her.
Huh? Yeah, you did try to kill me. Let me tell y'all about this. I gotta turn the music down for real. So let me tell y'all. Me and Delicia sitting there, we working on some stuff for the show that we're probably gonna play next week if Miss Delicia can send me the shit. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We sitting there, we doing it or whatever. And I was like, yo, yeah, go get another drink. So she goes in there, because I was like, I can't drink this straight like this. So give me a cup of ginger ale and bring it back to me. So she said, all right. She goes in the little kitchen. She gets her little cup, mixes her drink together. She fills me another cup with liquor and ginger ale, more liquor than ginger ale. Walk back outside. Hands me the cup. So I gulped the shit down. I mean, when I tell y'all, I gulped it down. Like, I was like, and then I realized that it was damn liquor. I was like, are you trying to freaking kill me?
So wait a minute now.
Then I didn't know she had liquor in her cup, so I grabbed her cup and started chugging it, and it was liquor in it again. I was like, oh my God, I'm about to fucking die. Like, I'm about to die. Like, why? How could you do that?
Now, I'm wondering how you didn't smell all of this liquor, how you didn't taste all of this.
I didn't even smell it. I just chugged it. I didn't even smell it. I didn't do nothing. I didn't
even
really taste it until it started going down and it started burning. And I was like, what the fuck? Is this ginger ale? What is this? And she was like, no, that's liquor. I was like, what the fuck? Did I say to give me some ginger ale? Not no damn liquor. I got a whole cup of liquor.
She was like, go get me something to drink. I was like, okay. She was like, what ginger ale? So what would you think? We're drinking.
No.
According to get me
I already drink. Had a drink though, but if you would have paid attention, he had already brought me this big ass blue cup full of liquor. So
I didn't
need
that.
No more liquor.
The cup was not that big.
It was big and it was full.
Like a pocket
or
something. You know, like full of liquor, like an 80-mile big old cup.
Yeah, I know.
That cup did not look like that.
It
was like a regular cup.
No, it was a...
It was 16 ounces.
No,
it was 16 ounce
cup. It was a kid's milk.
No, it wasn't. Stop lying. Stop lying. Stop lying. Stop lying. Look, she gonna take up for him right now. But, okay, I got you. I got you. It's cool.
That.
So we're going to be talking about the random questions that I was asking when I was all alone talking to myself on air. We're going to jump into that. I had a guy text me. He said, okay, mama, what the fuck is a minute man? I don't get it. All these ladies are talking about it at my job, about bad sex, like it's always a man's fault when you have bad sex.
Well,
y'all heard what I said about it. I feel like it is the man's fault. debt to some extent because you need to learn how to work it. I don't understand. Like, you can still have a little Peter Weeder and work it. You know what I mean? It might not fit all the way, you know what I mean? It might not fit all the way in there. Oh, my gosh. Let me see y'all this crazy thing before I jump back into that. I was with this guy, and we were chilling, and, you know, of course, I'm like, okay, you know, we can get it on. His Peter Weeder was so little. Like, when he laid on top of me, it couldn't even, it didn't even touch my pussy. That's how little it was. That's how little it was. I was just like, oh, my God. I was so, I was embarrassed for him, because I was just like, you know, that's fucked up.
You know what?
How does he do it? I mean, they say
exactly.
When they young, do they touch it too much and it don't grow? I mean, I always like wonder how does it get little like that?
Probably because
they
don't.
But I was like, I felt like this, so I was like, well, maybe if I get on top, then it'll be better. You know, it'll go in, honey.
Absolutely.
I got on top, and it was even more embarrassing because it still didn't touch it. And I was just like,
why would you even pull up with that?
First of all, you never know. Like, when you get ready to be with the guy sexually, you never know what you're about to get yourself into. And it's like, off. Like, really?
And then that's when you should have been like, hey, you need to put your shit back on.
I couldn't be too mean because, you know, it was my birthday and he was staying the weekend with me in a hotel. So he was driving.
My birthday.
So then
he was like, He was like, "Hold on." What? He was like, "Oh, y'all gonna laugh when I tell y'all this." He was like, "Why don't you suck it to get it hard?" I was like, "Suck what?" What am I gonna suck? Like, what? What is there to suck? Nothing.
Did you say that?
Like, yes.
What did you say?
I was like, suck what? And he was like, suck my, you know, my. I was like, that is not even a dick.
Oh,
I don't know what that is. I was so embarrassed for him, though, because...
Like, are you a baby trapped in a man's body?
Exactly.
So did you stay the whole
day?
I mean, what happened?
Honey, no. I left the next day. I was like, listen.
You don't fuck
that. I have to go back to work. You have to go home. I mean, just go ahead.
So did you call him again?
Go ahead. Not at all. We did not speak ever again. I was just like, how do you move past that, though? How do you disregard the fact that you got a little Peter Weeder like that? I was so, like, amazed because he has kids. So I was wondering how it got in there. When it couldn't even get in mine. It touched mine.
She got pregnant, man.
I was like, maybe it was bigger when he was younger.
Was it on hard or was it soft?
Honey, it was. That's the thing. It's like, it was like the size of my pinky, and it was hard. And I was I was like, you have got to be kidding me. Somebody is punking me right now. It can't be that this is the real life. It just can't. Like, I was embarrassed.
I mean, so was he sexy? I mean, was he good looking?
Yes, he was very good looking. That's why I was so shocked. I was like, really? This is it? This is all I have to look forward to on my birthday.
Ooh, was his balls real little?
But I was happy because he bought me a pair of boots. So it wasn't that bad. But I was just like, listen.
You know what you should have did? You should have said, look here, nigga, you done ruined my birthday. Now you got to eat the pussy for the rest of the week. Right?
Look, he sure did. And that's what he did. And I came and he went and we went to sleep. That was like, all right, that's it.
I got to go, man.
We went to bed. I was like, all right, that's enough. Lay down. Let's go to sleep. I'm through.
Yeah.
I felt bad because I didn't want to be that mean to him, but then it was kind of, listen, like, you knew you had a small Peter Weeder. Come on. Like, you didn't look in the mirror and say, oh, yo, my shit is hanging. No, because it wasn't.
But
it was
awful.
What?
It's like, when do other men look at other men's dick? You know? Maybe they think that big ones are only in pornos. Maybe he felt like everybody did.
Not at all. No, because that was unrealistically small. Like, that, I don't think nobody, but my son's probably bigger than his. That's how bad it is. I was just like, really? Like, my son got you about a good couple of inches. Like, you are not even in there. Like, that's just crazy to me. So, do you guys feel like that it's the man's fault most of the time when you have bad sex?
I feel that it's the man's fault because the man controls it. I feel like they are in control. They are the one that's inside. The woman is not inside of them. I feel like that they have more of the upper hand than the woman does.
That's bullshit.
That's true. I agree, Ms. Delicious.
No,
I do agree.
I don't, because
okay, so
that's
what can
just
make
like,
the sex bad? I say make the sex bad.
Oh, make the sex bad?
Bad.
Okay. Like
a
woman yeah, make it bad.
Yeah, if she just lay there, she can make the sex bad.
How? Y'all still get y'all nuts.
Because,
so it's not like, y'all don't
because,
get y'all. You know what I mean?
Some women just don't get in the sex. They just lay there.
No, if the dick is bad, then she can lay that. If the dick is good, she going to be able to lay that. She going to have to dick crazy with
exactly.
It.
She's like,
don't like that. Some people just don't like to do that.
Like to do it. If the dick is good, you can't
help
it.
Let me tell y'all something. I'm going to tell y'all this. I have never had sex as good as my vibrator. Okay? Now, when that vibrator hit that spot, I be like, oh. I can't help it. You know what I mean? It just comes out. It just comes out. So, you know what I mean? So, if it's good, it'll just come out. She ain't going to be able to help it. So, we have a caller who wants to chime in, so we're going to join them online. Tell our radio, who's this? Where are you calling from?
It's your man, Jay. I'm calling from Myrtle Beach.
Hi, Jay.
Okay, I'm going to keep this short and sweet. All I want to say is on that question about bad sex and all that good stuff, first of all, you both need to be in the mood. Second of all, communication. When y'all get into it, you start doing your thing, she need to let you know what you need to do to get her right. He need to let her know what
no.
she need to do to get him right.
Jay.
No. Listen. It goes both ways. It's not just sex is never one way. We need y'all. Y'all need us. That's the way it was meant to be. So communication is key. If y'all talking to each other, you letting each other know exactly what needs to be done, good sex. Boom.
Mm-mm, I don't believe that.
Yeah,
I feel like a man should just know. You should just know how to please.
Yo, what a man
said,
man. Hey, you want me to choke you out and shit like that?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Communication, that's where it's at. That's what counts.
I don't think so. I feel like this. I shouldn't have to tell you how to fuck me.
Right, right. But at the same time, if he's not doing what he needs to do, then you definitely got to communicate with him. Let him know what he's not doing so that he can get in the groove, man.
I don't want to have to do that. That just messes up my
what I'm saying. You might get in the bed with a motherfucker. He grab a rope and put it around your neck and want to ride
you. Exactly. Now you got to let him know that you're not down with that. Yeah, communication, man. Yeah. Definitely.
I mean, see, you ain't telling him, but that turned him on. So what you going to do?
Listen, if you don't choke me too hard, it's fine. As long as you don't try to hang a bitch, it's fine.
Yeah, I'm out of hand. Sometimes motherfuckers get out of hand.
Just keep it, you know what I mean, nice and gentle. Don't try to kill my ass.
All right, well, check it. I'm gone. I'm going to make room for the next call. I'm going to holler at y'all later, man. I'm still listening.
All right, you guys. Thanks.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this. I'm a very open person when it comes to sex. So if you just come out and do something and I don't like it, I'll be like, listen, I don't like that. Do something else. That's fine. But I don't feel like I should have to tell you, spank my ass, pull my hair, like, bend me over, like, pick
but I
me
mean,
up.
If
like,
you
I
don't
tell
him, tell he
you
might
that.
Not. But what if you get somebody that might not thank you into that? He want to do it, but he don't know how you going to react to it. So he don't do it.
I feel like I agree with Jay about communicating. I feel like you are communicating with someone or you're talking to someone. You guys kind of talk about what it is that you like and what you don't like. Like when I'm talking to someone for the first time or we're talking after a certain amount of time and we start getting into sex, I will tell them, yes, I like it rough. Not so rough that you whooping my ass, but I do like it rough. You know what I mean? I like for a man to be in control. I like for him to take charge and get it done. Absolutely.
You might tell him that. He might smack you in the head with a damn hammer. Then what you
I just said, I like it rough, but I don't try to kill me. You know what I mean?
He might not say he's trying to kill you.
Now you know if you doing too much. I'm just saying, you already know me. But I feel like men do have, they are sometimes the reason why sex is horrible.
I think that because you all play on a big factor. The only factor that a woman will play is either her stuff is worn out. That's really it.
Well, her stuff ain't. She can't get head right. She don't want
to. That's it.
Same thing.
Listen, I could pretend to give head right.
Bullshit. You
that don't
can't
mean I know exactly what I'm doing. I can pretend.
But I mean, you can't pretend.
I can
you
make
might
it
this
so head. I make it.
Then he might
no.
want to slap you. But then, like, just say the woman, her booty thing, you going to make up all kind of pain. Be like,
oh, wow.
I think my nuts going to fold. I can't do nothing.
What is up with this? I want to know this. This is why people make me mad about sex. If we're having sex and you nut real fast, okay, cool. I understand. You haven't had sex in a while. That's fine. But don't take so long to get back. Because by
what?
The time you
see,
be like,
different.
Oh, we got to wait 5 minutes. You're like, nigga, in 5 minutes, I'm going
to
be pleased.
It's different from a man than a woman. I'm telling you, as far as having a nut, that's different. That's totally
okay,
different.
Okay, guess what? I'm going to say it like this. With a man, you know how a woman can have an orgasm? Let's say you got your vibrator, you have that big come. That's how a man is for his one time.
It's
so huge.
It's like everything coming out my body. It's like, God damn, she's taking my life. y'all can constantly do it, and then y'all be, you know how when you get that nut, and then you tell a man, oh, don't touch me down there.
No, I've never experienced.
No,
that.
I'm talking about when you get that straight up one that you say is so sensitive.
No,
I've never
experienced
that. That's how we is when we get out. We like, hey, look here, don't touch me. feel like I'm being violated, don't you?
See, my thing is, I touch you. Like, I will get you back to where you need to be.
No, we don't want that. We need our 5 minutes. Give us our damn 5 minutes.
I don't want to give y'all no damn 5 minutes. Y'all better get up and get it back hard.
Well, I feel like in that situation, if he couldn't get it back right, then he could focus and push it back on the woman and, you know, do some more, like,
exactly. They just give up. They just stop everything.
That's just like y'all women. You be in the middle of doing, y'all jump up from my you got to pee. What type of shit that is?
You want me to pee all over the bed?
You want us to pee on you? Or do you want us to pee on you?
Make like it's an orgasm, goddamn.
Oh, wow.
I
had somebody tell me that they were like, yo, if you gotta pee, just pee. I was like, no. Like, I was trained
like
this,
no,
not to pee on myself.
Yeah, you can't fuck up my bed now.
Yeah, cause women can pee. Men cannot. But women, it can just come out. It's right down.
Yep.
You be doing, you be feeling like, I gotta pee.
Cause I'm telling you, I was like with my vibrator.
And then when y'all jump back in the bed, what's wrong with you? Motherfucker, you done blew the whole moon What's wrong with me?
But I had an accident with my vibrator, right? Now, I put down a towel because I didn't know how it was going to come out or how it was going to happen or whatever. So I'm just like, okay, I'm going to just prepare myself. I thought I was coming, but I actually peed. So, it was like, okay, what the hell did I do? Well, I have a bullet. So, you know, I was just like, oh my God, I just peed on myself. And I thought I wasn't supposed to do that. Like, I didn't know that was going to happen.
Oh my God.
I didn't know. I really didn't know, y'all. I was like, what the hell? At first I thought I came, but then I was still horny. So I was like, nah, I couldn't have come yet. I went down there. I smelled. I was like, I don't just peed on myself. That's fucked up.
That ammonia.
Exactly. I was like, that's fucked up. I thought I had did something. I ain't do nothing. So,
a while
yeah,
back,
know,
I hope this wasn't recently. I hope
it was. It was.
Wow.
It was the day that I got it. The night that I got it, I wanted to try it out. And, you know, somebody had called me while I was using it. I was like, hey. And they was like, what is wrong with you? Nothing. I'm going to call you back. Like, I was serious.
You are crazy.
It was really in there. It was really happening. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to come all over myself. You know what I mean?
But
so,
you
yeah.
peed all over yourself.
Exactly. Why is you laughing so hard? That is not that
funny. It's that funny. Because
I don't understand
how that can happen. That's
I don't understand
saying.
Either. Like, I really thought I was doing something, but I wasn't.
Wow.
Yeah. I fell short.
That's funny.
So, you guys, we're going to jump into some more music. Then when we come back, we are going to jump into After Dark. We're going to see how that goes. We're going to get freaky deaky. So... sit back, relax, and we're going to jump into some Kelly Rowland, Rose Colored Glasses. Here we go. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Everybody's saying that we should get back together, and everybody's saying that we're meant to be together. Everybody's saying how the
Every minute, man, I swear that she can get it. Say if you a bad bitch, put your hands up high. Hands up high, hands up high. Tell them dim the lights down right now. Put me in the mood. I'm talking about dark moon perfume. Go, go.
I recognize your fragrance. Hold up, you ain't never gotta say shit. And I know your taste is a little bit high maintenance. Everybody else basic, you live life on an everyday basis. With poetic justice. If I told you that a flower bloomed in a dark room, would you trust it? I mean, I write poems in these songs dedicated to you when you're in the mood for empathy. It's blood in my pen. Better yet, with your friends and them, I really wanna know you all. I really wanna show you off. Fuck that, pour up plenty of champagne. Cold nights when you curse this name. You called up your girlfriends and y'all curled in that little bitty range. I heard that she wanna go and party. She wanna go and party. Nigga, don't approach her with that Atari. Nigga, that ain't good game, homie, sorry. They say conversation rule a nation. I can tell, but I could never write my wrongs lest I write it down for real. P.S.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
I really hope you play this, cause oh girl, you test my patience with all these seductive photographs and all these one-off vacations you've been taking. Clearly a lot for me to take in, it don't make sense. Young East African girl, you too busy fucking with your other man. I was trying to put you on game, put you on a plane, take you and your mama to the motherland. I could do it, maybe one day, when you figure out you're gonna need someone. When you figure out it's all right here in the city and you don't run from where we come from. That sound like poetic justice, poetic justice. You were so new to this life, but goddamn, you got adjusted. I mean, I write poems in these songs dedicated to the front sex, your natural hair and your soft skin and your big ass and that sundress. Ooh. Good God, what you doing that walk for? When I see that thing move, I just wish we would fight less and we would talk more.
Get in your pants. So tell me
Hey guys, we're back. That's my song. Miguel is just—he's just awesome.
Miguel is gay.
He's awesome. I love him.
He's gay.
I love him. I love him. I love him.
Yeah.
He's so
loving somebody. But hey,
he's
what about
so
this segment you talking about? Is it something that we comment on or
After Dark? No, you could just shut up and sit back and listen to my story. You don't say nothing.
Oh.
You don't talk about it.
Listen to your damn story.
You listen to my damn story and you like it, damn it.
You talking about
that's
little Peter people and shit like that. You don't want to listen to the story.
This is a story that I made up. This is not a story that I've been through or anything like that. This is how lovemaking should go.
Really?
Oh,
this is what this is.
A dreaming that
she's dreaming. We're gonna go ahead and get into After Dark. This is where we talk about, have our little sex story moments. I'm gonna tell you guys a sex story, and I hope you like it. You better like it. If not, oh well. So here we go. Y'all ready? Right there, baby. Yeah, that's not how it starts, but here we go. As I sipped my wine, I could feel his eyes on me. He stood up and bent over, getting close to my breast. He put his hands on my waist and gently pulled me up so that I was standing a few inches from him. Then he stepped back and motioned for me to turn. I spun slowly round on the tips of my toes, and as I did, the back of my legs tensed from the heels I was wearing, and my lips pressed tightly together. I could feel his eyes checking my body, running up and down my legs, between my thighs, engulfing my pussy. I looked at him with disguised pleasure, licked my lips, and started to walk towards the door. He followed. His warm breath was on me as he undid my blouse and pulled up my skirt slowly, making the anticipation of what was to come next grow even greater in me. He picked me up by my hips and carried me to the car. I gave in to his every move and then lay against the wetness of the door from the rain. And then it began, in and out, up and down, clenching, screaming, moaning, biting, sucking. And then, he was done. That was After Dark with your girl, Princess Jazzy. If you want to hear more, make sure you come back every Wednesday from 9 to 11 p.m. so we can get nasty. You guys, we're back.
Hey, that was a minute, dude.
I was like, and then he was done.
Yeah, oh, that minute, it was your fault.
That's that, oh my God, spare of the moment, kind of spontaneous sex.
It was still a minute.
That's that kind of sex that you have with a stranger at a bar. Get nasty. So, did you guys like? You guys liked it? Was that sexy enough?
Pretty good.
It's pretty awesome. I know.
pretty great.
Even though he was a minute, dude. You supposed to made that last about 45 minutes.
He was a minute guy. I'm sorry. Next time, it'll probably... No, he's still going to be a minute guy next time. We might make it a little bit longer. But that's all I experienced, so I can't really, you know, say stuff that I don't know anything about. So, yeah. So we're going to jump into another random...
Let me ask you about this Kim Kardashian. Is the whole really pregnant?
Yeah, they said she's really pregnant. Kim Kardashian, they said, is really pregnant.
Ooh, baby.
They said she's having twins.
Ooh, baby.
They say it's Kanye's.
Kanye.
I just feel like this. I feel like Kanye is one of those type of people who he will be smiling up in your face, but then when you turn around, motherfuckers be trying to whoop your ass.
Yeah,
and he will not help you. He will walk away because he done set that shit up. I just feel like he's the type of person that will set up some stuff like that.
Yeah,
that will be like, oh, I'm going to get you pregnant, but... You know, I'm not really going to be there for you.
Yeah, I think they're just doing it for publicity, though.
I don't know. It might be. You never know. They might be. She might be really knocked up. Oh, hell no. I don't know about that love thing.
Yeah, I think
she might really be knocked up.
Yeah, she always with the person that she think got more money or that can get her somewhere.
Yeah.
Other than that,
yeah.
I
don't think it's real.
She just wants money. She just wants somebody that can boost her career.
I don't know, but we're going to jump into another random question because I don't really like Kim Kardashian like that. You know, I really don't care if she's pregnant.
That's Miss
Delicious. I don't really know what it is that she does.
That's Miss Delicious Cram.
Are you stalking her too, Miss Delicious?
Yeah, she's
you stalking her. I know how it feels to be stalked. Miss Delicious stalks me sometimes, you guys.
Whatever.
She stalks me for real. But anyway, we're not going to talk about that. We're going to jump into another random question, which is, would you rather a man be attracted to your body or your mind? And then, would you rather a woman be attracted to your body or your mind? Now, that was a tough question for me because I don't really give a damn. You know what I mean? It is what it is.
She got to have some kind of thing.
No, I'm saying, do you want to be attracted to her mind? Or would you rather be attracted to her body? So you feel like she should have, like, the mind should be good, too.
Yeah, she got to have a little bit of both now. She can't be real smart with a fucked up body that ain't going to work. She can't have a nice body and then crazy as a motherfucker either. That ain't going to happen. But she got to at least have a little bit of both.
Well, I feel like this. When you're having sex, you ain't talking to them. So, I don't really need you to say shit. I just need you to handle your business.
I got to help
you. I'm just like,
You got to. Because you know somebody going to see you and be like, who is that? And then she's going to break out with the, how you always say it, Mr. Listen.
I don't know. I just feel like, you know.
What you doing? Where you come from? Daddy is right there.
Yeah. You don't want to be around your family and somebody talking like that. You'd be like, wow.
Oh, no.
What they doing at?
No.
What that is on that table right there?
She'd be like, Boo Boo, what is you talking about? Because the other night, we was in the bed, and he was like, uh-huh, and I was like, wow, wow, wow. And he was like, whoop de whoop de whoop. So what?
And he was like, damn,
bitch,
I love
what are you talking about? Damn, I love those strippers. That's what he was like. So I gave him a strip dance, you know what I mean, on the pole.
Yeah.
I shook my butt a little bit. And he was like, go ahead. He threw some dollars at me and everything. So, that's my boo. That's my boo for life. He's like, listen. Why you bring that busted head girl up in here? She can't even talk correctly. Don't do that.
Yeah,
again.
We'll be looking at her like, what the fuck? Really?
Right. You're stupid. Goodbye. You're just stupid. Get out of my face. That's how they do, though. I think guys like dumb chicks.
I'm gonna sit outside for a minute and close the door. After about 2 hours,
be like, why they need me out of here? I kind of think that because when men get good women, I don't know what to do with them. Like, they get scared. Like,
if a woman has an opinion, guys are intimidated by her opinions. But they want a girl who will shut up, sit back, give them some pussy, cook, clean, and don't say shit. Just shut the fuck up. That's what they want.
Okay.
And that's unrealistic. Unless you get a white girl. I'm just playing. White girls, don't call up here getting attitude. I will cuss you out and hang up on you on the air. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. But let me tell y'all about this stalker I had earlier today. So I met this guy. We talked on the phone yesterday. And it was cool. He was a little bit too cocky for me. And I don't like guys who are too cocky because then it's like, you not all that. You know what I mean? Especially if you not all that, you can't be that cocky. And he was just way too cocky for his looks because he looked like a damn Haitian. Shout out to the Haitians. A light-skinned Haitian, like he hasn't ate in a long time. So you could see his bones and stuff. So he just looked real hungry. And I was just like, listen, like, you are not all that. Like, stop trying to act like you the shit. And you're not. Cut it out. You're way too arrogant right now. So today, he gets mad at me because he called me. I called him or whatever. I told him I was going to call him when I got off work. Called him. He didn't answer, so I was like, well, shit, I was doing my show, getting ready for the show tonight, and he called me, so I'm like, okay, what's up? Now, normally, when you call somebody, you're supposed to hold the conversation, because you called me, I didn't call you know what I mean? So, if I had called you, then I would have had to hold the conversation, but since you called me, then I would expect you to have something to say. So, he was like, so, are you going to talk? And I was like, first of all, he was already getting on my nerves because he was just running his mouth about something. I was like, listen, I was sick last night, so that's why I didn't call you back. I was like, so either you can get over it or I can just not talk to you at all ever again. Like, it is what it is.
What
so then he's like, well, I'm just saying, I normally go off what people tell me. If you say something to me, I'm going to take your word for it. And if you don't come through, then I'm going to, be like, oh, well, she don't keep her word. I was like, I don't give a fuck what you think or what you're talking about right now.
You know what
I'm just saying.
You should have just told him to hold on for a minute. You got to realize how to do that. You be like, hold on. Don't never come back.
Stupid.
I'd have been like, the next time he called me,
I didn't even say hold on. I hung up on his ass. Cause I was just like, I don't have time for this bullshit. Like, you're not even my man. Get the fuck off my phone. Then he's gonna call me back. I was like, what do you want? He was like, why you acting like that? I was just saying, I said, you still talking about the same shit. When you change the subject, then you call me. Don't call me back unless you change the subject. And I hung up on him again. Then he called me back 20 more times, y'all. I had to send him to the voicemail. I was like, are you really being a stalker right now? For real? That's how we doing this?
That's when he was got the number blocked, didn't it?
I put him on the black damn list. He is blacklisted right now. Like, I was like, don't call me.
don't do nothing. Like, then he kept calling. He was like, oh, you mad? LOL. Sending me text messages. I said, you was a stupid ass motherfucker. Like,
then
I don't understand.
Damn message.
I don't know any other way to put it.
Mm-hmm. Should have did. Didn't you get the damn message?
Apparently not. He was like, well, since you wasted my time on the phone, I'm going to keep calling you. He called me over and over and over and over, and I was just like, if I was near him, I would have fucked him. I would have went to his house and fucked him up on some real shit. Because I do not like people that do that. Like, if I tell you to leave me the fuck alone, that means leave me the fuck alone. Don't continue to call me or continue to irritate me when you know you far away and I can't get to you.
You got to realize one thing. You don't let people irritate you. You should have let him
people
call.
People irritate me.
No,
people
I would have let
me.
Him call. I would have let him call. I would have answered
I
the
did.
Phone. And then I would have just sat the phone down and went and did something else.
I'm not about to waste my battery. I just put him on the blacklist, so it sent him directly to my voicemail. And I didn't have to deal with the ringing of my phone. But I'm just like, really? Like, he really literally called me, like,
20
times back to back.
Uh-huh. But you better not delete your blacklist then.
I done put on the text. Hey, what you should have did, put on the text.
Stalker. I was like, are you really gonna be a stalker right now? Like, leave me alone. I was like, the weirdest people like migrate towards me. I don't understand. Like, they're really crazy. Like, something is really wrong mentally. I'm scared for my life.
Because you crazy, so you migrate the crazy one.
Oh, I don't believe that.
Yeah.
The devil is a liar. I do not believe that.
Devil ain't no liar.
No. I don't believe that. I definitely feel like...
You crazy. So
I'm just crazy. Like, men are just crazy. Like, they're psycho. They're borderline psychos.
Evil begets evil.
No. Men are borderline psychos.
Women are psycho.
I think so.
They ain't even borderline. They don't jump the line.
We are not over the line yet. And the only reason why we jump over the line sometimes is because y'all...
Wait,
exactly.
Hold on.
See, I watch this show. It's called Deadly Women. And then, I mean, you need to sit down and watch that show. And
why?
See
is it about
all,
women killing men?
It's just, no, it shows you that women actually jumped over the cliff, not the line, the cliff.
Y'all pushed us over the damn cliff.
Yeah,
no.
Y'all make it so that we have to go to desperate measures.
No, y'all
to get y'all to hear us, to get y'all to understand, to get y'all to focus. We have to slap y'all upside y'all damn head sometimes.
But damn, with a machete and shit like that. Why do you
exactly.
Goodness gracious, I feel sorry for the ones that got a bald head. Goodness gracious, clean cut. With no hair on the head, I feel sorry for them.
They ain't gonna slap real hard. Your ass gonna be knocked the fuck out. You're gonna be knocked the hell out. Yes. We have to slap you guys and get you guys together because y'all don't listen. My whole thing. You don't listen. If you listen, maybe shouldn't be cool, but you don't listen. So I have to yell at your ass. And if I have to yell at your ass, then I feel like you need to get the fuck away from me. Because I hate yelling.
Mama said knock you out.
Exactly. Like, I don't want to sit here and I want to do it. I don't want to have to keep telling. Like, my thing is, this is why I'm single. One of the reasons why I'm single. Because men, you always have to tell them shit. They don't never want to just do it. They don't ever want to just be spontaneous or nothing. You have to tell them. It's like, baby, what you want to do? I'm like, listen, you're the man. You make the decision. That's what I need. A man to be in control, to take control, make decisions, make it happen. I don't want to have to keep telling you. Like, it's just too much. It makes my head hurt. I feel like it's too stressful. I have other things to worry about. If I have to tell you something, evidently you're just not the man for me. And then my manager told me today, she was like, you know why you're single? Because you want to be single. It's like, that's not true. Because I want to find love. I'm just not going to put up with no bullshit. That's just it. I'm just not going to do it. It's just, it's not going to happen. I refuse. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I know you're not yawning. I know you is not yawning all loud in the phone. Who is that? Oh, quiet. You quiet. Be quiet now. Don't want to say nothing. Quiet. So we're going to jump into another random question that we talked about earlier. Would you rather start the new year off with great sex or real love? That's a toughie. That's a tough one. Because great sex can happen in so many different ways. Like with my vibrator, my God.
And her peeing accident.
With my bullet, I can have some awesome sex with myself. All day, every day, and I don't have to worry about somebody saying, hold on, give me 5 minutes. It just happens.
Wow.
Just go
man,
straight
you must
to
be
it.
Really, you must be really was dying for some good sex.
Huh?
Yeah. I said, you must have was in need of some good sex.
I really was.
Well, you better not have no more of them incidents like you had the first one.
I know. Oh, I'm scared now. I don't even want to try it anymore.
Wow.
And then the funny thing is I kept turning it on and off because it was getting too intense. So I was like, and I was like, how do I turn it off? I gotta turn it off. I gotta turn it off. And then I waited for 10 minutes and I was like, all right, let me turn it back on. I bet because I was like, then I was like, I gotta turn it off. So I did that for, I swear you guys, I started at 10 o'clock and I stayed up until 4 o'clock in the morning. Like straight up, I'm not lying. I was really in it to win it, okay? For real, I was serious.
Wow.
And then the next morning, my little sister walks in my room, and she's like, ew, what is that? I was like, listen, do not judge me. Like, do not judge me at all. Like, I have needs. You know what I mean?
Well, you know
I'm not going to fake the funk.
You know what I mean?
I told her. I was like, listen. She was like, did you use that this morning? You're disgusting. Like, no, I used it last night. Thank you very much. Like, that was any better. But listen. Because I feel like this. I feel like if you're not getting any on a regular, if you're not getting any at all from a person, then you have the right to explore other options. And I have the right to explore my on a regular basis. Maybe if I explore myself and I find out what makes me, you know, have an orgasm, maybe I can get a guy to make me have an orgasm. So we'll see how that works. I will fill y'all in on if I can make that happen and not pee on myself. That was just
peeing on
your
damn.
I was really peeing on myself.
All of your pisses.
Whatever.
Hey, look, I'm going to come
I
up
was
with
really
me. I got to come up with me an alcohol segment, mixed drink segment, and start giving to
you.
So
you're going to make mixed drinks?
Mixed drinks on the show.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
So everybody's going to be able to do it along with you.
Yeah, they got to have their own bottle, though. I ain't passing no liquor.
You ain't providing the liquor. You got to
have
your
own
bed.
Bottle.
Got the brown bag.
Wow. All right, you guys. My throat is dry, so we're going to jump into some music. We're going to get into that Pop Bet by Top 10. I love this song. No, Pop Bet. Hey.
Drop that pussy, bitch.
Young pop, champagne, they know the face and they know the name.
Drop that pussy, bitch.
What you twerking with?
Work, 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 bounce, work, work, work. What you twerking with? Work, 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 bounce, work, work, work. What you twerking with?
Like Wallace and I'm a hell smoke, bitch, know that, feel the rich before that, before that. New deal, I throw that, throw that. Three beans, I'm on that, on that. We pop a Molly, she bust it up, she see the Gotti, that pussy tough.
Shout out to the Inferno, Strawberry, Luke, what it do? Let's go. I love my big booty bitches. My life a godfather picture. Local club in my city. I fell in love with a stripper. Bitches know I'm that nigga. Talking photo Bugatti. I'm the life of the party. Let's get these hoes on the molly. You know I can't stand. So drop that pussy, bitch. I got what you want. Drop that pussy, bitch. Film it, film it. This bitch want me to film it. Ballin', ballin', like I play for New England. Spin it, spin it, spin the stack every minute. That's 50, 100, I see no fucking limit. Shout out to Uncle Luke, shout out my bitches too. We the two life crew, two for me, two for you. Beat them bitches carry, fuck them like a rabbit. Sorry, that's the habit, smoke a slip it, then I finish.
Making triple, right. I hope you pussy niggas hate, never make a nickel, right. It's good to make it better when your people make it with you. Money coming, money going, ain't like you could take it with you. Right. It's about to be a hit right now. Fuck back then with shit right now. Drop, take care of all the motherfucking crib, and I'm picking up the keys to the bitch right now. OVO, that's major shit. Toronto with me, that's major shit. Getting cheddar packs like KD. OKC, that's player shit. We don't dress alike, we don't rap alike. I shine different, I rhyme different. Only thing you got is some years on me, man. Fuck you and your time difference. I'm young poppy. Champagne, they know the face and they know the name. Got one wife that could probably pay for like all your chains. You don't be changed. Ah. Greystone, 20 bottles, that's all me. On the couch, wildin' out, yellin' free my niggas, till they all free. One of my close dogs, got three kids and they all three. But we always been that type of crew, that been good without a plan B, so.
Talking that shit and suck a nigga dick for some truck fit. Okay, I fuck a bitch and I'm gone. That's gangsta Al Capone. I make that pussy spit like bone. I'm talking about bone, 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 bone. I'm fucking with French, excuse my French. I lose my mind before I lose my bitch. Money ain't a thing but a chicken wing. Bitch, I ball like two eyelids. YMCM beat that pussy up. Stop playing. I make her ass scream and holler like rock bands. I'm a beast, I'm off the the shit. Pop that pussy like a zit. I go by the name Lil Tunchi. Yo girl is a groupie. And nigga, you for square. And I would twist you like an Rubik's. Motherfucker, I'm on my skateboard. Watch me do a trick, ho. I'm 5'5", but I can 6'9". Then beat that pussy like Klitschko. It's French Montana, fuck Joe. It's Weezy F, fuck ho. It's Truck World, it's Truck Your Girl. It's Truck Pit by the Truckload. Purring like a kitten, craving your love. I've been counting down the days you've been gone, held too long. Patience, no wind's got the way it lasts. Now, when you come and lay between us, this time takes ice. Below my navel and watch what I do. That's your ass. That's my favorite angle. My legs are numb now. Your loving be giving me chills. Ice, baby, shake that ass just like dice, baby, you hot, and I'm Tunchi, I beat that cat, animal cruelty, I'm calling in your man, he should be your ex, now throw that ass back like we're playing pitch and catch, fucking right, and all you hear is just my name is your pussy, sweet tooth, roll tootsie, if y'all what you eat, I'm so pussy, I'm skating on that ice, I put it in her windpipe, we do it till we both exhausted. Twin pipes, pillow under her stomach, the other pillow she bites. Would you like anything? Cause I'll do anything you like. Make her freeze up, pick her knees up. She want a maid, nigga. Watch me clean up. I know where to put it. I put it in her life. I leave that pussy smoking, smoking like ice.
I
you guys, we are back. We're back. If you want to tune in or call up
The number is 646-478-3599. You're going to be kicking it with your girl, Princess Jazzy. We got Mr. Licious. We got Mr. Goodness. We got Mr. Prime Time. We're having a lot of good, amazing, wonderful fun. So, you guys, I want to throw this question out there because I'm kind of in this little situation. Let's say, fellas, that you are bumping it with a married woman. You're kicking it with her. You're chilling with her. You catch feelings. Y'all fall in love, whatever, whatever. And you tell her, listen, leave your husband and just come be with me.
That shit ain't gonna happen.
You don't think it's gonna work?
No, because you're gonna feel like, okay, if she done left him for me, what the hell would she do?
Okay.
Huh?
With that being said.
No, I'm just saying, if you were a married man, right? And then, no, we'll just say if I'm messing with a married woman, I tell her, oh, okay, leave your hood. Don't you think in the back of my mind, well, damn, if she start messing with somebody else, she'd do me the same damn way. What the hell would I do?
But what if you don't feel like that would happen?
Bullshit.
What if she's in a bad situation?
She got to get herself together first.
I just feel like this. What if you're in a situation where, let's say I'm talking to this married guy. Now, before he got married, we were talking. And then he all of a sudden got married. He got married because he went overseas.
Oh, fuck him. No.
And
we're not
still
messing with him.
He got married because he went overseas. So you tell him, listen, I love you, I care about you, I want to be with you. So do you love your wife? Do you love her? And he says, yeah, I mean, I have love for her. Like, we have kids together. So, yeah, I love her. I said, are you in love with her? He was like, yeah, I'm in love with her. And I was like, well, how can you be in love with her and be in love with me? So can you be in love with two people at the same time?
You can love them in different ways. I think it's a such thing as loving people in different ways. One person, you love them, you don't want nothing to happen bad to them. And one of them, you love them like, I love you all my heart, like you love them. You can't both love them. You can't love both of them the same way. There's no such thing.
So, do you feel like that it would be a lost cause?
Yes.
Let that shit go.
Why are you saying like that?
Let it go.
I say that because of you knew. I feel like you knew this person before they decided to do that. And I feel like if they felt like they loved you that much, then they wouldn't have never got married. You know what I'm saying? Like, a person don't love somebody and realize after they married. I mean, you went that far. I mean, you either had loved me already or you didn't. I mean, how can you realize you love me in your marriage? I mean, that's just stupid.
That means shit but what you thought it was when you went and got married. That's what that means.
I mean, and I feel like this. I feel the same way. If you love me, you love me like you say you do, then you would have married this person in the first place. Absolutely. I feel like that. Absolutely. So I'm like, I don't even think you really love me. Because if you did, then you would be married right now. And anyway, and I was like, okay, well, if you say you do love me, then get a divorce.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Divorce her. And he's just like, it's not that easy. I'm like, why isn't it?
Oh, that's why.
He's like, well, what should I say?
He
was like, well, how should I say it? And I'm like, listen, tell her you don't want to be with her. you love somebody else. Like, why is that so hard? He was like, well, who's going to pay the child support? And I'm like, that's what you're focused on? That's what you're worried about? Child support? Really? I'm like,
hey,
okay.
Nigga, you made the baby, you going to pay it.
Like, you
exactly. And I'm like this. I'm just like, listen, now I know where you stand. Now I know where I stand in your life. And I don't want to be that. I don't want to be the other woman. I'm not going to be the other woman. So we're just not going to talk anymore. And we're going to leave it at that. Because unless you say, oh, yeah, I'm going to get a divorce, and I see the paperwork, and you're in doing it, then I don't want to hear anything about it. I don't want to talk to you. Like, nothing. Because I feel like you're giving me false hope. And I feel like all women who marry men, that's what they do. They say, oh, well, I'm not happy in my situation, and she just get on my nerves, and I want to get a divorce so bad, and I just want to be with you, and I love you, and I care about you. And all reality ladies, they don't give a fuck. They just want their cake and eat it too. They're not going to leave their wives for you. So let it go. Stop thinking that they are, because they're not. Trust me, I know. They're not. You straight up ask them. They might not come out and say, yo, I'm not leaving my wife for you, but they're going to say some things that are going to make you think. And you're going to be like, oh, this motherfucker is not going to leave his wife for me. So I'm telling you, just let it go, because it's really not worth it. And it's very emotionally draining, and it's just not. It's really not. Let it go. Stop it. Stop giving them sex. Stop giving them pussy. Stop it. Let it go. That's just my advice to all the women. I know it's hard to do, because trust me, I am going through that right now. It's hard to just let it go. But you should.
On another unemotionally crazy note, I have a question. So I want to know, when women or men are having sex, do they think about things other than what's going on in their mind?
What do you mean?
Like,
when they're having sex, are they thinking about other things?
Yeah.
Honestly, when I have sex, I don't think about anything. I can't. It's like, I have to focus on what's going on at that moment. I can't really think about anything else. Like, it's like I'm outside of my body and I'm looking at myself. So I'm not thinking about anything. I'm just doing, like, feeling the sensations and all that.
This is all that heavy breathing. What is actually going on? I mean,
I don't know. Somebody must be doing it.
Like,
who's doing it on the radio? Really?
So nasty.
Y'all are nasty. Really nasty.
Really nasty.
So do you think about stuff when you're having sex? You think, oh, what am I going to cook when we get done?
No, I'm not talking about that. I am not talking about that. Wow. I'm not talking about
I'm
that.
I'm just saying.
I'm talking
what do you think about when
you
have sex?
Do you think about things that turn you on, basically? Do people do that?
Well, I have to be like, we have to be doing the thing that turns me on for me to think about it.
Like,
I don't just think about it while I'm doing it. Now, if I'm having phone sex or something, then of course I have to think about it. I have to imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I'm doing it myself, absolutely, I have to imagine what's happening or what I want to happen. So yeah, I'm thinking about freaky stuff.
Do you think if you did that while you were doing it, it would get you to the point you want to be at? Instead of having a blank mind and being outside of yourself?
No, I can't do it. I tried really hard, and it's just like, because I'm so, because if I lose control while I'm having sex, if I start to lose control, then I become unable to control myself, and I can't control what I'm thinking, so then I'm not thinking anything. So, yeah. My sex is weird and complicated. It really is. Weird, very complicated. Hard to understand. Hard to even put into words. It's just, it's stressful having sex for me. It is. It's very stressful. Very overwhelming. Very exhausting. It's so much. It's so much that I have to do to prepare, to just prepare for it. It's just as much when I'm actually in them. Huh?
So what else you got on the list?
That was about it. That was all the things people, you know, say every year that they're going to do and they never do. And that was pretty much all the random questions that I had. For tonight, and it's almost time to go. So I think we had a good show despite, you know, the beginning. I was just talking. Disregard that, you guys. Well, it was a good, I was talking really good. So, you know, I was just throwing stuff.
Ain't nobody here.
They did hear it.
They did. Right. And I did a whole show.
They didn't hear y'all when y'all was trying to do y'all little show.
Yeah.
trying to save it.
Y'all trying to save it. Just to try to block us out.
I didn't block y'all out. My computer, you know, she has a mind of her own. Just like a woman. She works when she wants to work.
Yeah, now.
She does what she wants to do.
You're now muted. You're now muted.
Whatever.
Stay tuned next week for Mr. Goodness Mix-a-Lot.
Oh, God. Mix-a-Lot? Really? Yep. That's the best name you can come up with?
Mix-a-Lot. Mr. Goodness Drank Mix-a-Lot. Keeping y'all the daily drink.
Guys, it's about that time to pull up your pants, pull down your shirts, and
up your pants,
get in bed. Fix yourself.
Naked. Fuck boogie ball naked.
Exactly. Fix yourself. Get yourself together. Because Tell All Radio is motherfucking done for the motherfucking night.
Good night.
Okay, you're doing it too early. I'm not done. Make sure you guys tune in every Wednesday from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you guys call up, kick it with us, talk to us. We love to hear from the callers, their opinions, their suggestions, their shout-outs. You want to get your shout-out on, you want to shout out. Friday is my birthday, you guys. I'm super excited. Yay!
I need to start calling in and quit. We understand y'all listening, but we need y'all to call in. We need some comments. So
absolutely, I'd love to hear from new people with different opinions. I love to hear from people like that because everybody has a different opinion. So make sure you guys call in, talk to us, kick it with us, say hi, even if you just want to say what's up. You could do that too.
Don't get scared.
We love them strippers. Don't be scared.
Anybody that's stripper, call in.
Yeah. Strippers.
We love them strippers.
And them big booty holes.
We love them big booty holes.
Go all of y'all go to the front door.
All right, guys, thanks so much. for tuning in. Make sure you guys come back next Wednesday. We're always going to have some good conversations, fun, laughing, talking, hee-hee-ha-ha. We got Miss Princess Jazzy, of course, your host, co-host, Miss AK, Miss Delicious,
Miss
Prime Time.
Walk a lot.
Goodness.
What did you, Bella?
Okay, he ignorant. Don't worry about him. He's ignorant. All right, you guys. See y'all next week. Bye. Love you. And we're going to end it with them strippers.
Yeah, we're going to see the
strippers. Hey.
Let's play big bank, take love bank.
Bank.
You are looking at a shark and a fish tank.
Tank.
When I'm in the kitchen,
when I'm in the kitchen,
I make plenty cash.
Cash.
Tell shorty call me, she got plenty ass.
Yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah.